Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you guys have some political questions, but I just want to talk to you really quick about COVID, okay, because that is kind of one of my jobs. I'm supposed to talk about this. Some quick updates going on with COVID. So there is another symptom that we need to kind of make everybody aware of. I'm sure you guys kind of know about it, but I want you all on the lookout. So apparently in the Universitat Oberta de Catalunya, they have done a report to remind us that sometimes you're not going to start with the cough or you're not going to start with the body aches, but you might actually start with a fever and something called delirium. Now, we don't talk a lot about delirium and COVID because many of you guys have been kind of briefed on the most common symptoms of COVID. And then when we start talking about, you could be in the hospital with shortness of breath and difficulty breathing and chest pain and, delirium and all that, many people kind of tune out because they're like, nah, you know what, COVID had hit me, it was so mild, and COVID's not that serious, so everybody kind of tunes out. Don't tune this part out, because what's coming out of this study or this report is you might have grandma or a family member sit there and just start acting a little loopy, or they'll be like, oh, we have Thanksgiving this year. Like, yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up in 3 weeks. Right? And, you just kind of brush it off as a senior moment. You just kind of brush it off as a don't, because sometimes older people don't have the, oh, I got body aches, or the, or oh, I'm sneezing, or I'm whatever. Sometimes older people will present very differently. All right? They might be like, they might, have some memory issues, or just seem to be a little confused. Or even with you, if you kind of are like, gosh, I feel like I'm in a dream, or I feel like I'm stoned, or I feel like I'm just, I don't know, I feel foggy. Brain fog could be a sign of COVID. I can't tell you how many patients called through telemedicine, and I'm like, I think you got to get checked for COVID. I think this could be COVID. They go, yeah, I've been exposed, but I'm not coughing, but I just feel foggy. I don't feel like I could think today. That could be a sign of COVID. Now, is it because COVID is infecting the brain? Is it because COVID is affecting your lungs, so you're not able to breathe as well and get enough oxygen to the brain? We don't know. So brain fog, or more serious delirium, you need to watch out for. Now, a lot of people mix delirium up with dementia. Okay, don't do that. Dementia, like we talked about with Parkinson's, all right, as, it's been rumored that Putin might now have it. Dementia is chronic, long-term, progressive, very slow. So if somebody has memory losses, or they're not thinking clearly, or whatever, and that's been happening since last summer, That 2019, that's more progressive. That's dementia. Dementia is slower. It's a little bit more permanent. Delirium just comes on fast. Whenever we had an older person who would kind of start to not be thinking right, I'm like, let's check their urine. It could be a UTI. Let's check their lungs. It could be a pneumonia. Older people, when they have an infection, they might not have the burning when they pee, or, the cough with the lungs. They might just present differently. So, delirium is quick onset. It could be done by a medication overdose. It could be caused by medications. It could be caused by toxin exposure. It could be caused by high blood sugar, low blood sugar, kind of electrolyte abnormalities. It could be caused by lack of oxygen, infection, trauma to the head. So delirium comes on fast, even like alcohol. You know, all of a sudden they're drunk and they're like, you know, but then it should be reversible if we get to it in time. So just something to look out for. All right. Now, next in the news, you're hearing a lot about these rapid COVID tests and everybody wants them. I think America's done with the taking a COVID test and waiting a week. Just like I think they're done with an election where you go to an election and you don't get results for a week. All right. People want fast. They need to know if they could go back to work. They need to know if they could go and, you know, go to, the, I don't know, Thanksgiving or whatever. But medical experts are like, oh, boy, we got a problem here. So what is so bad about rapid tests? Well, you know, on one end, it's cool because you get a result fast. The problem is if people have at-home rapid tests or they're doing it at work or whatever, who's reporting those? So health officials are like, okay, we could kind of control the drive-up locations, and we could kind of control making sure we get all that data every day, but how are we getting data from people at home? And same thing with telemedicine. With telemedicine, we're told that if we think it's COVID, to at least hit a button to alert the health department. Now, one benefit then of rapid tests is people are like, well, then good, I got privacy. I don't want the government knowing my business. But the bad to that is if we're trying to control, which I don't think we can, but if we're trying to make sure COVID, we control COVID spread or see where COVID hotspots are or see where we're going to have to start recruiting extra ventilators or hospital care or nurses or et cetera, we kind of need to see the numbers in epidemiological terms. So the rapid test could be a problem. The other thing I have an issue with is with people doing rapid tests at home, I don't really think they're going all the way back and making sure it hurts. You know, when you get a coronavirus test, you don't really want to experience it again. It sucks. You know, I'd rather get my blood drawn. You know, I'd rather have a pap smear. You really don't want to get something all the way back into your nose. So are people who are doing the rapid test at work, let's say, or at home or whatever, once they go in, oh, you're too far. So the person's like, okay, here, got it. You know, these medical professionals that you get that don't know you when you drive up, you know, they've kind of been conditioned, you know, desensitized to, look, I got to get the sample. Even though we've heard that some people go, oh, it was a breeze. It was just a little bit of my nose. And it was, well, no, that wasn't deep enough that it wasn't done right. So the problem I have is if it's just going to be done half-assed and not appropriate, then somebody's going to be like, okay, yeah, well, I'm negative. So the rapid test, even though it may transform and revolutionize how we can quickly get results, unfortunately, if they're done at home or done at an office or done at a school and results aren't reported to the degree that they need to be, then you know, it might lead to other issues in terms of trying to manage a pandemic. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Med Away, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Med Away. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Med Away has done for me.
Green Med Away comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your questions, your comments, and thank you, Jason, for working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Thank you, GCN, for making this happen. It's been a crazy year. I mean, we still have, 7 more weeks left of this year, probably another few days of this election. And a lot of you guys have questions and comments, so, you know, I don't know if I am going to start doing Free Phone Friday, because I know there's kind of a lot of other shows that are on when my show is, so many of you kind of listen to me, not now when I'm live, but a lot of times later, but that's okay. If you have any questions or comments, put, you know, and I'm off air, they'll be on our answer line, and then we can play them the next live day I do, so... And I usually don't take a day off, so, you know, so we can, except Sundays, obviously. So definitely call in 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jackson wants to know what's going on with the Senate races. Okay, so as we're seeing that the numbers are flipping and looking more towards towards President-elect Joe Biden. What's been going on with the Senate is we still believe that it might be held by the Republicans as well as the House being held by the Democrats. And the reason being is one of the Senate races is in Alaska. Dan Sullivan, who is the incumbent, is currently leading Al Gross by about 50,000 votes. So it appears that Dan Sullivan wants Alaska. Yeah, Alaska still hasn't submitted their electoral count. Nobody talks about poor Alaska. It's a beautiful state, too. So far, Alaska looks like for their Senate race still leading towards Republican. David Perdue is the incumbent in Georgia. He's up against John Ossoff. Apparently, he is still leading Georgia. Kelly Loeffler is the incumbent. She might be in a runoff with Raphael Warnock. Even though it's interesting because they're leading, but then you have Doug Collins also, in the lead. So there's, I'm not sure what's going on with Georgia, and we might not know till January if there's going to be a runoff election. Montana, the Senate seat already went to Gary Peters. And North Carolina, the Senate seat, Tom Tillis, already going towards the incumbent Republican, with 2.6 million votes versus Cal coming in 2.5 million votes. So it looks like if the Republicans do pick up, but have those three seats, the current 48 will turn to 51, and they will still hold the majority, a very slim majority, to the Senate. One of you had been asking about the stock market. The stock market was kind of flat today, going down a little bit. I just blame that on, well, there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, yeah, I think with the stock market, they were pleased at first knowing that if either president decided to do, well, President Trump probably wouldn't, but if Biden was going to do corporate tax hikes or limits on big business, the stock markets, you know, start to crumble. But with the Senate in place with the Republicans, it starts to kind of clip the wings of a President Biden. So we saw the stock market rally with that. However, once I believe Wall Street saw that the numbers start to shift towards Biden and then possible maybe Senate races could flip, I think that's why things are steady. And on Friday, a lot of times we don't really see big, huge gains in the stock market. So I think that's what's going on there. Okay. All right. Sorry. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay. Michael wants me to talk about what would Trump do if he doesn't win. So, okay. My predictions, I don't like to make predictions. I make predictions and sometimes I'm right. I can usually predict the Super Bowl, which I need to do this year. I need to tell you guys who I think is going to win, so I'll get on that later, but we haven't really even spent a lot of time with football. And I, made some predictions with the election, but I, you know, nobody can predict everything, and I'm not even going to try. But knowing the psychology of President Trump and knowing kind of how his base is going to be pending if everybody moves forward without a recount, I think in the immediate aftermath of the election, there's going to be demands of recounts, and there's going to be demands for clarification if any of these votes were from dead people or people voting outside the district. You guys have been sending me tons of information, and thank you for doing it, because I do like to read it and report it, where there were many votes in Nevada casted by out-of-towners or people who left town that don't live here anymore, but their vote is in the state. Well, some people are like, well, who cares? If they were in Nevada and once, they were, well, the problem with that is if a mail-in ballot didn't realize they moved 5 months ago, whoever got that ballot can fill it out. Then they're in L.A., they vote in California, and nobody notices that there was, and even the voter doesn't realize that anything was wrong. So it's not just about people being bussed in and voting. It's also people that might have left and their ballots have been floating around. So I do expect that the Republican Party and President Trump will not give into the results. We knew this was coming. He even said, that was kind of an interesting question when the Democrats are like, look, okay, if Biden wins, will you leave? Well, of course he has to. If it's a democratic process, if the election is a fair election, he has to leave. But Trump said, if it's fair, I'll leave. If we find out there was cheating, no. And his base is going to agree. And remember what I told you about, this isn't just all about Trump. The base, if they believe there was cheating, And I know the news is trying to fact check and Facebook's trying to fact check. And we do have to be careful because you can have somebody go, yeah, my mommy got 8 ballots. We do need, I mean, we need some hardcore data because our future elections are going to kind of depend on what sort of a cluster this one was and what sort of successes we had. But if a country where the president had more, I guess, enthusiasm than we've seen any other Republican president, if the Republican president, I mean, more people like Trump than Bush, than the Bushes, you know, were elected, Nixon, I mean, you had a very, very popular president, even though it was half the country. And if the Republican base goes, if he can't win, no one's going to win. And if they think there's cheating, then what's going to happen in 2 years or what's going to happen in 4 years? If mail-in ballots are here to stay, then, you know, and ballots could be, you know, submitted by anybody, and people have reported that they got 2 or 3 or 4 ballots. We do know that. Then, you know, you have half the country going, wait a second, we can't trust the polls. We can't trust the election polls and then the polls, you know, talking about the numbers. You don't want to lose faith in the American process, okay? I've lived through Republican presidents and Democrat presidents. That's the way it's going to be. You will never always get the president you want. I voted for Republican presidents and I voted for Democrat presidents, okay? I vote for whoever I think is going to do the best job, and that's the way it is. But I got to tell you, I get very mad, and I mean, my panties get all up in a bunch if I think that there was any fraud. Now, what is constituting this fraud? So you hear people go back and forth going, there's absolutely no evidence of fraud. You're hearing people from the state parties, people from the election officials going, guys, no evidence of fraud. All right. So what does that mean? Well, if there is no evidence of fraud, then that means there were no ballots cast by dead people. See, fraud implies intent. So even though the dead person had no intent, if somebody filled out their ballot, there is intent. So that does count as voter fraud. So any ballots from people who died, any ballots from people who weren't technically in that county, you know, or in that state, any ballots that weren't, you know, filled out properly, any ballots that were thrown out for a stupid reason. Now, Sharpiegate has been clarified that the state of in Arizona, they came out saying, guys, we did not throw out any ballots that were blotted with Sharpie ink, you know, because I guess the drama was the ink was coming through. And here's the other thing, too. This could be just one bad election official, one of the election volunteers. So something might have happened where an election volunteer is like, look, I can't take this. There's ink on both sides. If you use a Sharpie, I can't take this. And then the person might have left and then called the news station and then called the county. So, you know, again, I think any one particular case of a ballot not being able to be filled out, if any American does not get allowed to vote and have their vote count on election day, if they follow the rules, I think that's egregious. That to me is a crime. So anybody, I don't care if you're Democrat, Independent, whatever, you wanted to vote, you filled out your ballot, you wanted that ballot counted, fine. Now mind you, if the ink did blot or whatever, all right, then get a new one. But it's apparently Sharpiegate did make it to the news, and Arizona did come out saying, look, you know, not a problem. If you're using Sharpies, those are fine. We're not going to throw those ballots out. People had a big problem that I wrote an article on what Sharpiegate was. Well, I wanted to kind of convey what Sharpiegate was because some people wanted to know. But also, you know, the good with any of that is, yeah, we want election officials to work hard and make sure that the election is fair. So, you know, when somebody goes, oh, you know, we're seeing this happen or this happen, if I was running, you know, a count of a vote, I'd be like, okay, I want to know. We'll get to more of your questions next, okay? Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Stop. stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes,
glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment, down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago. America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Araki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Linda is asking about what is going to happen to Nancy Pelosi. So there's been rumors that Nancy Pelosi, even though the House is still going to be having a Democratic majority, that Nancy Pelosi might not be able to win her bid to still be Speaker of the House. And from what I understand, she is announcing currently to, she has, I guess, officially now announced her run to be House Speaker again. That puts her, I guess, third in line to the presidency if anything happens to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or if President Trump had won or Mike Pence All right. So she did say that. From what we understand, she is writing to request your support to be reelected as Speaker. I do with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic Party, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. I also do so with great joy and appreciation to so many of you who have already offered your support. My prediction is Nancy Pelosi will keep her. And I think the reason why is I think with the Democratic Party, I mean, there were rifts in the Republican Party, you know, originally when Trump took office, and, you know, there's been always kind of back and forth between those who are more extreme and then those who are more moderate. Same thing with the Democratic Party. But the Democratic Party, you know, it has this big split between those who are very, very liberal and then those who are more moderate Democrats. And Nancy Pelosi, even though, you know, she's been around for a very, very long time. She, you know, she's been kind of challenged by AOC and some of the more liberal younger women. And there's no way she's going to want to give up her seat. She's 80 and she's still kicking it. And she's like, well, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That was another question. Why? Well, remind me to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg also. So I don't think Nancy Pelosi is going anywhere. I also believe that if Joe Biden wins and he takes over, the Democratic Party is going to have to, they're going to do some rapid things, like, you know, they might tear down the wall. They might do some things that they promised they would do, you know, preserve Obamacare, keep Obamacare going, whatever. But they might tippy toe around some of the more radical ideas, just like the Republicans had to, because they realized that, you know, half the country voted for Trump. So they want to still, you know, get some Senate seats in 2 years and things like that. So I don't predict there's going to be, they're not going to pack the court. You know, they won't be able to pack the court because the Senate is still in control of the Republicans. So I think there's going to be some curtailing of some radical sort of moves, which is why I think the Democratic Party will just kind of have Nancy Pelosi still there. I don't think they're ready for AOC to be the face of the Democratic Party. Although I see big things for her later. I see AOC going very, very far because she has a huge following and there's a lot of people that really do, I guess, you know, ascribe to what, you know, she believes in. But I think for now they're going to probably play it safe and want to kind of shake off some of the Marxism and socialism rumors. And they're going to want to play it safe. In terms of Trump, what would President Trump do if he doesn't win or isn't successful in the courts? I think he is going to be very, very vocal. I think he is going to probably be more vocal than other ex-presidents. You know, I mean, Obama would, you know, say some things that Obama would do, because people are like, you know, what would Obama do? And Michelle Obama has been a lot more vocal. But for the most part, most ex-presidents kind of lay low. George Bush has laid low. You know, Bill Clinton, very interesting. The Democratic Party did not use Bill Clinton to speak, or Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, the Clintons still have a big popular fan base, but I think with everything going on recently, they decided to. So when somebody might not represent the party well, you're not going to hear from them. With Obama, he represents the Democrats well, so they got him on the mic. Same thing with Michelle Obama. With President Trump, the Republicans love Trump. So there, I think he's going to be behind a microphone a lot. I think he's going to be very present. I think he's going to be calling things out. Whether anybody rolls with it, whether anybody jumps on it, whether anybody runs with it or not. But I think every single thing Joe Biden does, if Trump doesn't see the media cover it, he's going to make a stink. Now, already Twitter and Facebook have already kind of showed their cards, going, we're going to block you. Or, you know, if you're passing around fake news, we're going to censor you. So there might be the platform Parler, or there might be something else that is going to try to make it to mainstream, shall we say, media, so he gets his point across. So I don't see him going away anytime soon. He's busy. He's got companies to run, and but you know, here's the thing: being now an ex-president, he's gonna make a lot of money going on speeches and going around, and you know, because he doesn't care about COVID. So he'll, you know, I think he's gonna raise a lot of money. I think he's gonna. I just think he's gonna be there. So yes, one of you. Ooh, where was it? It was a week ago. One of you had asked, why didn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg retire when there was a Democratic president. And she could have retired and allowed a younger Democratic Supreme Court, shall we say, appointee, come into play. I don't know. You know, may she rest in peace. You know, I mean, she might be kind of like Nancy Pelosi going, look, you know, man, 80s, I'm still a spring chicken. I could still do my job. My guess, all right, because a lot of people are like, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have retired, the Democrats could have already secured that seat, and then Amy Coney Barrett wouldn't have been appointed when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. If the Senate is not of the same party as the president, it is tough to get somebody through. But usually the president always wins the choice. So we can't use the excuse as, well, the Senate wouldn't have put her through. If it was early on in Obama's second term, they could have done it. Because there's no way that America could go without having that extra Supreme Court justice that long. So it is a question. I mean, I don't really like to entertain questions of what if, could if, that, you know, there's not really, you know, much to say. But I think future parties are going to kind of learn from this and go, well, wait a second here. You know, if anybody's older and we think we're not going to control, right, you know, if we're not going to control the Senate, or we're not going to control the presidency, get it done. And that's kind of what the Republicans did with Amy Coney Barrett. They were like, everyone's telling us that we're behind by 17 points, that Biden's going to win. So this might be our last chance in a long time to appoint a Supreme Court justice. Oh, okay. All right. Patrick wants to know, was this a red wave? So, okay. You guys hear the terms red waves and blue waves. How I look at a wave is, if you see across the board, the House, the Senate, the presidency, there's a huge increase in votes and takeovers, shall we say. So if the House was red, or if the House gained a lot of seats, if the Senate gained seats, if the president won, the President Trump won, definite red wave. Some people are still calling it a red wave, and here's why. I apologize. Somebody's calling in right now. Call 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. The reason why people are calling this a red wave is more people voted for Trump than any other Republican thus far. Now, it could be we have a bigger generation. Also, the Republicans got more House seats. If they do maintain control of the Senate, then I believe they might have lost a seat but then gained one. It would be then technically considered a red wave. Because of election results, and if it does become a President Biden, it's not going to be talked about a red wave. But those in politics are looking at this very seriously, and you actually see the real good political commentators, you know, that are putting politics aside, are like, look, you know, we thought the country was going to hate Trump. We thought when Trump got elected, the country was going to be like, oh, this is, you know, and yeah, half the country did hate Trump. But rather than this being a landslide, this was a nail biter. And like I said, there seems to be a lot of other, shall we say, shenanigans being reported. So who knows? You know, this could have been a Trump, you know, re-election. So red wave, depending on how you define it, yeah, some people could say that. For others, now, if you didn't win the presidency, then it wasn't. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, in sports news, this is interesting. The NFL was fined again for their COVID response. NFL is fining the Las Vegas Raiders $500,000 or $500,000 and stripping them of their sixth round draft choice for violation of the league's coronavirus protocols. Raiders coach John Gruden is also being fined about $150,000. The Raiders were apparently kind of treated as repeat offenders by the league after the team, Gruden, and players were previously fined for the protocol violations. Las Vegas Raiders are in my neck of the woods. They are now our team. Yes, I'm still a Dallas fan. I will always be a Dallas fan. But then come the Raiders. I mean, I live here with the Raiders, so I am a Raiders fan. Although we need, but then again, when Dallas has kind of such a rough season, Raiders are having such a rough season, I have been watching a lot of the Bucks lately because I do like Tom Brady. So I could watch it all. Anyway, the Raiders, apparently, were informed of the penalties by the league, according to a person with knowledge of the matter who told the Washington Post and spoke on the condition of anonymity. So the NFL fined Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin as well $100,000 and the Steelers $250,000 for violating mask-wearing protocols during last Sunday's win at Baltimore. This is according to two people with knowledge of the penalties. Both Tomlin and the Steelers have a right to appeal. So the fines were imposed for members of the Steelers' coaching staff, including Tomlin, for not wearing face coverings at all times on the sideline during the game. That is required by the protocol. Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey announced Monday that he had coronavirus. Humphrey's positive test result came from Sunday's game day testing. So the Steelers have been in the NFL's intensive protocols this week for teams that have a positive coronavirus case or have been exposed to the virus. In fact, yesterday's 49er loss to Packers, part was to blame for, yeah, I had money in the Packers, but part was to blame for the 49ers having so many people out because of coronavirus. Although I think Garoppolo had issues with the ankle. So the fine amounts for Tomlin and the Steelers were identical to the amounts for the fines imposed the first time around for Gruden and the Raiders, and Sean Payton and the Saints, Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks, Kyle Shanahan and San Francisco 49ers, and Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos. So, in the latest matter involving the Raiders, the league and the NFL Players Association reviewed the case and concluded that the team had violated protocols. Apparently, offensive tackle Trent Brown, they were reviewing if he wore his tracking device as required at all times with team facilities. So they track you, and then they see who you've had contact with. Video show Raiders offensive linemen at impermissible gatherings without masks within the team facility. So Trent Brown reportedly tested positive for coronavirus. The four other members of the Raiders' starting offensive line and safety Jonathan Abram spent 5 days of quarantine after they were categorized as high-risk close contacts. 5 days quarantine, it's an NFL rule. Usually with quarantine, we do a 14-day. But because of, you know, the CDC has kind of still kept that as the guidance, but a lot of employers and institutions have kind of eased up on some of the quarantine measures because otherwise every 2 weeks somebody's out, nobody's coming back. Abram missed an October 25th loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers while in quarantine. Four offensive linemen returned in time for that game. NFL actually had to move the game out of Sunday Night Football, and it was played earlier that day. Not exactly sure why they had to move it from the night game. I was really excited being in Vegas to have Sunday Night Football here, but they had to move it to a 1 o'clock game, Pacific time. So, they say in addition to the September fines of Gruden and the team for violating the NFL's directive that each coach has to wear a mask on the sideline, the Raiders were fined $50,000 in early October for unauthorized locker room access after a game. Apparently, tight end Darren Waller was fined $30,000 and 9 other Raider players, including quarterback Derek Carr and tight end Jason Witten, were fined $15,000 each when they were seen at a fundraiser. Tennessee Titans aren't in the clear. They were fined $350,000 by the league last month for protocol violations as well. So I bring this up because, you know, to me, this is kind of interesting. You and I are told to wear a mask. We're told we have to do 6 feet social distancing. We're told we have to follow all these rules. If we own a business, our business could be closed down. We could be fined. We could lose a license, right? Yet we watch football, and you don't see the masks. You don't see the social distancing. And so the NFL, they're a business. They're a multi-billion-dollar business. And so one is they don't want any more games postponed. So they took some of the rules. And it's kind of interesting to see a bunch of big guys, you know, like football players. Well, you got to wear the mask, and you got to do this. And I'm sure I wouldn't be able to recreate the conversation in the locker room, but I'm sure when that went down, that, you know, there was going to have to be masks and social distancing. I'm sure the players had said, what the, you know. But my guess is the players want to still be able to play, want to still be able to get their yardage, get their stats, and, you know, still be able to hopefully make the playoffs depending on which team and where they're at. But I do find it fascinating when I watch the football games, right? And I watch football all the time, where you'll see somebody in a mask, right, next to the players, and then somebody not. Now, the players, they don't force to wear the mask because they have to breathe. It's really hard to wear a mask. I told you guys, you know, when I go to the gym and I have to wear a mask, I could wear the mask while exercising, but once I do my cool down, I got to take the mask off. I can't breathe with the mask on. As I'm, you know, cooling down, I'm trying to get my respirations back down. And, you know, so, you know, you come off the field, you got to breathe. So we're not seeing, you know, masks. Some of them are putting masks back on, but for the most part, they aren't. But then you see somebody who's sitting next to them a foot away wearing a mask. Is it because they have COVID or is it because they're trying to follow the rules? So the NFL is kind of one of the examples of how America's watching how, you know, we're kind of approaching this mask and social distancing thing halfway. And unfortunately, the NFL, though, is not free of liability. If somebody gets coronavirus and dies, they got a lot, they got some deep pockets. Somebody's going to sue them. So they have to show that they have protocols, that they're recommending things get done, and, you know, that they, you know, step it up, and if they draw a red line, they follow through with it. But as I see, I don't see how. I know they're testing people for coronavirus and saying, okay, well, then you're clear, but that, you know, many of us know a lot of these tests are falsely negative anyway. So, you know, I love the attempt. I love that they're kind of doing it with us, but I, you know, I watch the games. Nobody's social distancing and wearing masks. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we talked about, as we were going to talk about a few days ago, we didn't get to Walmart. Remember how they invested in those robots and people were like, oh my gosh, robots are going to take over humans' jobs. Well, interesting. The robots are going to be, shall we say, laid off for a while. And the retail giant has ended a contract with Bossa Nova Robotics. The retail robots could scan the shelves, update inventory, and they have been pretty visible. I haven't been to a Walmart, so I haven't, really not much. I think I've walked into a Walmart once during this pandemic. But, But apparently, there was a contract that they had. And the shelf-scanning robots were supposed to be in 500 of their stores. Well, they've been using the robots since 2017, and they said deployments in 50 locations that, simplify work routine. Apparently, that was not supposed to displace any Walmart workers, but to ease them up, give them more time to work with customers. But earlier this year, Bossa Nova said it was going to expand to 100 Walmart stores. So why Walmart ended the partnership is unclear. Now, is it because Walmart is like, look, you know, we're trying to keep people, that, you know, we need to cut our bottom line. We can't be spending money on robots. It could also be that you would think that the robots would go up in a way because, you know, they could be kind of COVID-free in a way, and you don't have a person coming in with COVID and whatever, but maybe it's because they did have to lay people off. And if there are going to be any jobs that open back up and they look at the money between the robots and that, they're probably like, you know what, it's still cheaper for us to have, you know, people on the payroll. So, and it could also be that, you know, maybe there will be some incentives for big companies who hire. I don't know now because, you know, it might be Biden as president. But I do find it interesting that there was a little bit of a regression from using technology because, you know, people need jobs. But it could be because Walmart stores are losing revenue, and they're going more to online sales. The 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.